What's the last day of Hanukkah this year?
The 8th day.
No.
Friday.
No. Okay. Gimel Teves. Why is it a Chiddush? Because this year, you're going to be the life of the party. Because this year, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh. So it's a very rare occasion. Okay? That's one. So I get so far 1 point. What happens if I win?
I'll give you the books that we bought last year and get a refund.
You'll buy the book. Okay. What day can never be? What day of the week can never be the first day of Hanukkah?
Shabbos.
You're all wrong. You're all wrong.
Every day.
Wait, it can't be now. There's only one left.
Tuesday.
Okay, now. Now, what? But it's going to be very difficult. I'm not a novice.
What?
Oh, wait, now. What? Because of that knowledge, right? What minig has evolved? Because of that knowledge that you now have, what minig or anhaga or whatever has evolved?
To light one candle on the first day.
No, you got to raise a finger, but you got it wrong. Yeah?
Push off Wednesday.
No. No. By the way, if you get it wrong, you
Hallow and Shabbos.
No.
Creates a terrible
No.
Disease.
Should I tell you?
Use a hint.
So far, I have how many points? The answer is this is great. I'd also be great at parties.
Donuts.
You
know?
The answer is should I tell you? Yeah. The answer is that's why we give out Hanukkah presents, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, on the fifth night of Hanukkah. Because the fifth night of Hanukkah can never fall out on Shabbos. Based on that chesed. Now, whoever's going to try and figure that out during the share, he's going to get a headache. But it works. You know? Right. Okay. Next.
Yeah, it works.
Okay. What six words in the pasuk that we read on Hanukkah, all start with an aleph in a row? In other words, the pasuk got aleph, 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 aleph. Six in a row.
It's madness.
You missed me, right?
I've heard this before.
I know. That's what, I don't tell you all. Some of them are my own, and some of them are new.
It's in the Chumash.
Huh? It's in the Chumash. Oh, I don't mind you guys. Find it in the 5,880. It's okay. No problem.
No, just get my sitter. Shabbos Chanukah.
It's probably late.
No,
I'm
late in the special.
My contract is not mechayev me to give you any more help in this. And
okay, next, no.
Okay, so the answer is Aval, Ish El Achiv Aval Ashemim Anachnu. Bam. Ish El Achiv, Va? That's in Parshas Miketz. Ish El Achiv Aval Ashemim Anachnu. Okay? So you could do this while you're like spinning the gadol when you're drunk, or whatever, you know, like whoever gets it, you know. Whatever. Okay. That's a dreidel on your
tongue. Can you use a lighter one? Can you use a lighter one?
Yeah,
the one that you... Next. How many nights are there?
You want a lighter one?
A lighter one.
When are you mechuyev to light on Chav Dalet Kislev?
Nothing. You're not.
Nothing.
Shkia.
If Chav Dalet falls.
Bam. If Chav Dalet falls on Chav Hay falls on Shabbos, so then you're a mechuyev.
If Chav Dalet falls on Shabbos, not a point.
You're lighting candles. For
sure. No,
you can't get
it.
You got it wrong.
It's
when wait, you're tell me if this
wrong.
Is what you said. I'll trust you, but they don't. But that if Chav Hay is Shabbos, so then you have to light on Chav Dalet, which is Friday. That's not what you said. Okay, so get out.
Wait, is that the same?
Now. These are good. I wrote these while I was driving. Okay, these are very good. No, these are good. What? Some of them are good ideas, also, right? What nace is not mentioned in Al Nisim?
The oil. The pudding.
Very good.
I got one. Yes. Let's go.
Raise your hand. Right.
Okay. Wait. Now. Why? Why? Also, it's Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Also, it's Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Also, also, also. Yeah.
Who says the oil is
a Okay. Now, how many? It says Ma'atim. Rabin Biyad Ma'atim. How many Ma'atim were there?
Two,
five. A minion.
Everyone says five. Eight. I'll give you a hint. I wouldn't ask the question if the answer is five,
four.
Because then
18.
You'd know it. 18. 18. Chai, Tamer Shtemol. Tight them all. And so. What?
One person.
Three.
No. 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 How many ma'atim? So far, not one of you have said it. It says the rabbim lost to the ma'atim. Right? How many ma'atim? Wrong. 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 You're out. Get out. You're wrong. Wrong. You're wrong.
Three.
What?
Two.
Six. 13. You are such a bunch of kikes. You can't.
No points, Rebbe. No points.
Who's the only Rebbe you have that says kike? Wait, now, wait, wait. Wait, wait, wait. How do I know 13? Bring me a chumash. We have a chumash? Bring me a chumash.
Yeah,
yeah. No, this is a good one. This is a good idea. Wait, I by side. You could do this to your Rebbeim because most, I don't mean your Rebbeim, but big Tamei Chacham and Tzaddikim, but it's the kind of thing that most people are not going to know, right? But don't ask that Rebbe that's the Shtayim Mikra guy, okay? Because he's going to know it. Right? I've been saving this in Zoysa Bracha because, you know, I'm the guy that like suffers through Zoysa Bracha with the Rashis, those long, violent ones, you know? Right? So Rashi, in one of the long, evil, violent Rashis over here, Rashi says, in Perek Lama Gimel Pasik Yud, it used to be in Pasik Yud Aleph. Here it is. Rashi says, Dover Acher, Rosh Asidin Chashmanoyu Banov. He saw, then the future, the Yevanim are going to fight. Hispalal Aleihem. He davened for them. Lefisha Ayu Mu'atim. Because, now this is why your Rebbeim might make a mistake, even if they know the Rashi. Because they'll say 12. Because Rashi says, Lefisha Ayu Mu'atim, Yud Beis Bnei Chashmanoyu. But then Rashi says, Ve'elazar. And Elazar, whoever he is, right? We always thought Elazar was one of the kids, right? But Yud Beis Chashmanoyu with Elazar. So it's 13. Bam. Yeah? Good. Cal's for president. Okay. Now. No, see, it's a good thing I came in. Okay, now. Self-promo. Okay, now, like this. What is the opposite of Purim and Chanukah? What's the Nahapachu of Purim and Chanukah?
Raise your hand, please.
No, what's the opposite? I'm sorry, maybe I'm not saying it right. What are the differences in an opposite oifen of Chanukah and Purim?
I said that.
No, that's already Alpi Kabbalah. I don't know Kabbalah.
Yeah. Okay. There's no mitzvah to get drunk on Chanukah.
All the guys that know Kabbalah are supposed to say that.
No mitzvah to get drunk on Chanukah.
It's true. That's a good one.
Suda, not Suda.
Good. What? That's one. The Bach says, Suda, not Suda. That's one. Why? Wait, 1 second. Why? We'll do one at a time. Why?
It's Hodu and Halo. There's no.
Why Suda on Purim, yes, and Halo and Suda on. Sorry.
Suda on Purim.
Because why? No, that's not the reason. I mean, it could be the other reason. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
it could be.
You say different things.
What? Yeah, okay, but that's, you know, yeah, good says in the Torah. Nathan's not going to go over here. The callus, yeah, absolutely. That's a Bach. He says that Suda was trying, they were trying to kill us. They were trying to, is that over? Okay, like half a point. They were trying to kill us. They were trying, shock. The Purim, they're trying to kill us physically, so therefore we make a physical commemoration. Chanukah, they're trying to kill us spiritually, so therefore we make a spiritual commemoration. Can I tell you a joke first in the middle? Can I tell you one joke? Wait, should I kill the children? Right? There's a guy, the guy named Anshul. Anshul decided he wants a donut. All these things are good for you to go at Purim Sudas, right? You'll say, but Callus taught us this, right? But you say, there's a guy who was having a donut at the Purim Suda. I can't say with my back to the Arnica. But there was a guy who was having, everything else I could. But there was a guy who was having a donut at the Purim Suda. You know, so he picks up the donut. He's about to make a bracha. Comes his wife, says to him, Anshul, you know what's going to happen? You eat that donut. You know how much oil is in there? It's like a whole tank of gasoline. Well, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to have a big stomach. You look like you're pregnant. And so... Okay. Then his sister comes to him and says, Anshul, can have a donut. You know what's going on in a donut? This is going to have so much oil, it's going to make you have like pimple och and all that. Just looking at the donut. Right. Anshul, Anshul, his mother now, right? His mother says, Anshul, a donut, you know, and you know, your father died of this disease, and your uncle, this one, died of that disease, and you think it's healthy to have a donut, and whatever. No? So then his daughter comes to him, Ta, such a chaval, just a donut. Look, I made like these broccoli, spinach, quiche donut loch that are made of or origami, I don't know why, right? They're made of like you know, organic and whatever. He picks up the donut. Says, that's how I'm making a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shalom Yasani Isha. Hey, now. I heard from my Rebbe. Okay, now. Let's go weiter. What was the other difference between Chanukah and Purim? You guys are all nervous, probably. You think you have any good stuff to tell us? Wait, give me another one difference. Hallel. What's the simple pshat? Why? Don't tell me the Gemara pshat. Don't tell me the simple pshat. What the Mepharshim said. Why on Purim? One sec. Why on Purim do we say, that's a good one, but why on Purim do we not say Hallel? But on Chanukah we do. What's a simple pshat? Don't tell me because in Eretz Yisrael and that.
There's not enough time in the day to say Hallel.
Why?
There's not enough time in the day
to say Hallel. That's a chiddush of the Gemara.
There's not enough time in the day to say Hallel.
Can't say Hallel, you're being judged.
You're a helik yid. I love you. You miss me, though. I'm not saying your terutzim are wrong, but I want the pashut pshat. I'm a simple guy. What's the simple reason? You always have to know what's the simple reason. What's the simple reason why Hallel on Chanukah we do say, Hallel on Purim we don't say? Simple. Very good. That's a simple reason. The simple reason is because on Chanukah there was an open miracle, there was a nes gali. On Purim it was a nes nister. That's it. Now,
therefore, you say
that, you only say Hallel when there's a nes nigla, like an unbelievable nes, like Kriyas Yom Tov and whatever, right? And Matan Torah, the fire opened up in Shemayim and whatever. But on Hanukkah, it was an open miracle, right? They were fighting 2 million, you know, people. Purim was a nister. Nobody. This is like, oh. Okay, have time for a few more. Yeah, I'm not bothered by you guys yet.
Stop now.
What's the opposite of Ner? What's the opposite of Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos? And what's the same, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos? What?
One is you're allowed to use over
another. Yeah, good. One is you're allowed to use the Neiris Shabbos. You must use the Neiris Shabbos. And you're not allowed to use the Neiris Chanukah.
Women
are mechuyev in both. Men are mechuyev in both.
What?
That's not bad. It's like a half a point because I didn't think of it.
It's 3 points. Didn't think of it.
It's like a 3-pointer. Not bad. It's a point.
The first one you like,
Shechionu. No, you don't. Oh, you mean Nerech Chanukah?
Yeah. It needs to use candles.
Okay, not bad.
Oil.
Oil both. What's the same of Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos?
Brachas before.
Both what?
Brachas before you light.
That's not true.
That's right, that's different.
No, the two of you have split the point.
Split the point.
Where are they the same?
Where
are they the same?
They're both 10.
I'm not sure. I don't know if the Nair Shabbos.
Both in Davin Menorah. Candles.
The answer is.
My Shabbos candles not in Davin Menorah.
I love this.
Reno.
What?
By candles, my Shabbos candles not in Davin Menorah.
Tell it to my wife with the $1,000 lighter. Tell that to my wife.
Oh, it's not Indian.
It's an Indian. It's a heder mitzvah.
What's the same?
What do you do every Shabbos?
Shabbos candles become muksa.
They have to burn half hour.
What?
Their Shabbos don't have to burn half hour. They have to be at least.
Menorah's not muksa.
You have to get a no. Doesn't say half hour.
The answer is that.
Both of them, if you do them, the Gemara says you'll have the schar of banim tamid yechachamim.
Last year, shoot. Okay, up to 2.5.
Now, Where this one is, where's the remez? This one, if you know, you know. If not, don't guess. Wait, wait, what?
25th word of the Torah.
That's also good, but wait. Where's, no, because it wasn't what I was going to ask. But where's the remez? Where's the remez of the way? That, you either know it or you don't know it. Don't try to guess this one. The next few, don't try to guess. Because, you know. Oh, you can try. I don't mind.
I know.
Right? Where's the remez in the Torah of the way we light the Neiros Chanukah? Where's the remez of the way we light the Neiros Chanukah?
The way we lit the menorah
on the... in the Mishnah.
No, I'll say it like this. I'll say, wait, I'll give you a different one. 1 second, I'll stop. Where's the merumez in the word Chanukah? This will be a different one. I'll go to that one in a minute. Where's the merumez in the word Chanukah? The way we light the menorah.
The way it's written. Chanukah.
Oh,
see,
you
light
the menorah.
Hey,
you. That's interesting. You do it the other way.
You mean it like to us.
Yes, yes, you got it. Ches, Neiris, very good. Ches, Neiris, Vehalacha, Kebeis Hillel, because Beis Hillel said you go up, not down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now this one, if you know, no, I'm not even going to give you a chance this one, because I don't think you guys know this one. I'll give you a chance. But you know, like he did, right? Don't guess this one. The Rebbe of Heschel, you know, in our literature, the Rebbe of Heschel always had these shmaki chaploch, all these chaps and everything, right? That was his whole part. The Rebbe of Heschel, huh? The Rebbe of Heschel, chaploch, right? The Rebbe of Heschel, you guys are very, very in big trouble because one day you're gonna meet some chassidish guy and you're gonna talk Yiddish like me. I could do it because I know Yiddish. You guys are gonna go, no, chaploch and fingerloch and pimpeloch. Darton. Okay, so now listen. The Rebbe of Heschel in our literature was always had these like shmaki little chapaloch and zach, right? And, you know, he had all these zach. He was 4 years old when he said this. 4 years old, okay? The Rebbe and Cheder, imagine I would say to you, you're not getting out after this question, but the Rebbe said, I'll let you out early, right? Nobody here moving. I'll let you out early. I don't care if you guys move, but the Rebbe told him, I'll let the Olam out early if someone could give me a remez in the pasuk. In a pasuk for the amount of nairs that we count. For the amount of nairs that we light, sorry. A remez in a pasuk, it's a very hard one, but it's so geschmack because he was 4 years old.
There's 52.
No, that's coming. Those ones are coming. 1 minute. The Rebbe of Heschel, age 4. Where were you at the age of 4? Yeah. Where were you at the age of 4? Where were you at the age of 14, you anti-Semite? Yeah. You want to hear what he said? On the spot.
Or is 200.
Yeah, I don't think it's even possible, this one. Because
or is 200.
You could live 4,000 years. The hint is, you could live 4,000 years and you'll never get it. That's it. I'll never get it, okay? No one will get it. Right? The Shiva won't get it. No one will get it. The answer is...
Really? Or is 270.
Hapach. I was there in the cheder. Hapach. Nishbar. The pasuk in Eicha says that the pach was nishbar. The pach means the what's it called? The kid at the age of 4 knew Eicha. But forget that he knew Eicha. You'll see what he knew in a minute. Hapach nishbar means that the pach was broken. The vessel was broken. Vanachnu nimlatnu, and we ran away. He told the Rebbe didn't know what he was talking about. He said hapach nishbar vanachnu nimlatnu. So what do you mean? Hapach. But the pasuk words are the vessel was broken and we ran away. Hapach Nishbar, Pach is Gematria 88. The Pach is broken in half. 88 divided by 2 is 44. That's the amount of candles we light with the Shamash, right? 36 plus 8. Vanachnu limlatnu, and you're letting us free. Murder dick. Age 4. Right? Good boy, Heschel. If I would have been the Rebbe, I would have fainted. Right? Yeah. Okay, next. Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. Okay. Now, this is a good one. You add what? I'm going to give you a math one. This one, maybe. You add Matzah Yosef, what Yosef found, what Matzah Yosef, with the Big Day Yosef. You add that, Matzah Yosef, with the Big Day Yosef, with the Mechir Yosef, whatever the Mechir Yosef was, and an extra ice to Yosef. You know, Yosef got an ice, right? And you get the word Hanukkah. Huh? Matzah Yosef. This is a great one for a party, okay? Matzah Yosef, right? With, especially because it's the other Arnon, but okay. Matzah Yosef, would you add with the Big Day Yosef, with the Mechir Yosef, right? I almost went off the road when I was trying to write this. That's why I'm trying, I can't read it. With the extra ice of Yosef, and then you get Chanukah.
Yeah, after you do all those steps, I find the Chanukah.
There you go. So what's Matzah Yosef? What's Matzi Yosef? What about Matzi? Everyone is going to say Gavia. I'll give you a hint. It's not the Gavia. No, it doesn't say Matzi Yosef. It says his henchman found it. What is Matzi Yosef? The only time it says Matzi Yosef? Matzi Yosef Chain. Good.
I got it.
Okay, so you got one.
You got one.
Okay. No. So Matzi, maybe. No, you got a fifth of a point. Whatever.
You don't get a point.
You got a fifth of a point. Matzi Yosef. Matzi. No, no, it's a point. It's a point. Because Chain is good. Matzi Yosef Chain. So that's the first two words of Hanukkah. Chesnut. Wait, now. Big Day Yosef. You can get it. What about the Big Day Yosef? Everyone's going to say Ketanis Pasim. I'll give you a hint. It's not Ketanis Pasim. What is it?
Kahuna.
Nope, it wasn't the Kahuna.
Big Day Lover.
No, but you're close.
Crown.
Nope, you're not close. Cold. Oh, I can do it like that. Cold.
Oh, the throne.
Cold. Freezing. Alaska.
Oh, my T-Fire.
Jupiter, right? You could lose a point. You could lose a point, by the way. If Trump could lose the election, you could lose a point. Okay. But
okay, what's the answer? What's the answer? No.
Big Day. Someone goes close. Big Day.
Oh, from the jail.
No. You're in what's it called now? You're close. Big Day. Oh, you're gonna get it. Come on. Big Day. No.
Big Day Sheep.
No, you're close.
Stand by.
You're close.
You're close.
Not Big Day Shragi. Big Day. Yeah, Big Day.
The Yosef.
Big Day Sheish.
I said Sheish.
Wait. Guys. Order in the court. Guys. I'm loving this. You're the last year of the week. I love this. Wait. You didn't answer yet. So how does that help us for Hanukkah? Ches, nun, sheish is six. Vav. Chanu. Okay. What was the next one? Mechir Yosef was how much?
22 years.
Mechir. They sold him for 20. Chaf. Chaf.
One is hey and be Yosef.
Be'edus be Yehosef. Hey. Hanukkah. Ah, you got a point. Good? Good one, yeah? Okay. Now, maybe I'll write them for you guys and I'll give you the paper, so in case you didn't write. Who, anybody wrote them? Okay, I'll give you the paper. No, because I write them, you can read my handwriting, you can have the papers if you want. No, I have one more.
I have one more.
No, because there's just an amount I can handle you guys. You know, I'm at my limit. I'll tell you one more, okay? One more. If you add... This is when I was getting beeped, so I couldn't write this one down. But if you add the gzeirais of the Yevonim, you get the amount of candles.
44.
Well, I know the numbers, sweetie. Right? First of all, how do you know? Maybe 36. I didn't tell you if it's with the Shamash or not. Right? If you add, but you gotta tell me how.
You can't say Hashem's name.
Oh. Amen.
What's the question?
Amen.
If you add,
amen.
That's good.
Four Shabbos in a month.
If you add
8 days,
eight plus seven.
Wait, everyone know what the gotcha is? Right. If you add the Xeris right. Of the Avon, right. What?
It's the truth.
8 plus 7 plus days in a month.
Which is?
44
days in
the. No, add. Go add it.
44.
No, you do it. I know how to do it.
Eight
plus seven plus.
14 plus 6 is 44.
What's your Shabbos?
Numbers in a month.
How much?
20 to 35.
Everybody always says 30. It's 8 plus 7. Mila's 8, I hope, or you have to do it again. 8 plus 7 plus 29. Because 29 days. It's 29 days, right? 29 points, whatever. So it's 8 plus 7 plus 29 is 44. You're all free to go. Anachnu Nimbad. Whoever wants to.